Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When it comes to antiarrhythmic use, there are several that we must be familiar with to be a competent ACLS provider. Lidocaine and amiodarone are discussed frequently because they're the two primarily given to cardiac arrest patients in a shockable rhythm. We're reviewing two additional antiarrhythmics, magnesium and procainamide, as today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips that will help you pass ACLS. Magnesium can be given for a variety of medical conditions. For the purposes of ACLS, there are two primary indications for its use: the treatment of torsades de pointe and hypomagnesemia. Depending on your level of training and organization's protocols, magnesium may also be indicated for the treatment of eclampsia of pregnancy, severe asthma, and digitalis toxicity. Torsades is a distinctive form of polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. The QRS complexes go through cycles of getting larger and smaller along the isoelectric line. Like other forms of VTAC, patients in torsades may have a pulse or be pulseless. As such, electricity via a synchronized shock should be administered to unstable patients with a pulse, or defibrillation for those without a pulse. For patients in torsades with a pulse or patients with confirmed hypomagnesemia, we should consider administration of 1 to 2 grams of magnesium, slow IV push, or via an infusion. In patients with a pulse, magnesium is diluted in D5W or normal saline and given over 5 to 60 minutes. Magnesium relaxes smooth muscle and can cause widespread blood vessel dilation, resulting in hypotension. So it should be given slowly to patients with a pulse and requires close monitoring to maintain a systolic blood pressure above 90. A few things to remember about patients with a pulse. We'll generally be in the tachycardia algorithm. Torsades is a polymorphic, wide complex rhythm, so we should start with an antiarrhythmic infusion and get an expert consultation. If we're unsure if the rhythm is torsades or just a funny-looking VTAC, we might consider starting with lidocaine to see if it resolves. Amiodarone is not given to patients with a wide QT segment. Instead, start a magnesium drip. For patients with suspected torsades refractory to defibrillation, magnesium is given as 1 to 2 grams slow IV push over 5 to 20 minutes. Once torsades has resolved, magnesium can be continued as a drip at 500 milligrams to 1 gram per hour. Let's go back to the tachycardia algorithm and, this time, assume a stable patient has a monomorphic, wide complex rhythm on the ECG. In this case, procainamide would be preferred over magnesium and may be considered for use after or in place of lidocaine. Procainamide is given slowly as an infusion. Procainamide is administered at 20 to 50 milligrams per minute. The patient must be monitored closely to determine when enough procainamide has been given. We'll stop the drip once we identify that the VTAC rhythm has changed, the QRS widens by 50% from baseline, hypotension occurs, in which case we should prepare for immediate cardioversion, or we reach the maximum dose of 17 milligrams per kilogram. To summarize, stable patients with polymorphic VTAC suspected of torsades should be given magnesium. Stable patients with monomorphic VTAC should receive procainamide. Both are administered slowly as a drip and can result in hypotension, so close monitoring is required. If a patient with monomorphic or polymorphic VTAC becomes unstable, immediate cardioversion with a synchronized shock should be given. If you'd like additional information on antiarrhythmics, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've included links to episodes of Ninja Nerd and Coffee Break Chem's podcasts, which go into far more detail on antiarrhythmic use. If you found today's tip on magnesium and procainamide helpful, consider giving back via the secure link or give PassACLS Tip of the Day a shout-out on social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.